It's just one of those days.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff, great song.
You talk about that song so much.
Because it's like when you hear a phrase and you automatically just go into a song.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I don't know what that's called.
That's not important. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the next episode or newest episode, whatever, of Pop Talks. And we're going to have an interesting day today because we are playing a game. Jackie's not super excited, but she will be the first ever contestant on Pop Talks. Are you smarter than an elementary school kid?
I don't know why, but I was sitting here while you were talking and I was like, okay, it's the newest episode right now. But if somebody listens to this late, it will not be the newest episode. And
well, yeah, if you're a week or two behind, then I mean, I guess this may not be the newest episode for you, but if you're listening when this comes out, it's the newest episode. Either way, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than an Elementary School Kid? I'm not calling it by the other name because I don't want to deal with copyright infringement. Awesome. So I have first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade questions, along with a middle school bonus round.
I'm concerned. I'm horrible at trivia. Like, period. End of story. Like, and I don't know why it stresses me out. Like, honestly, it stresses me out to the point where, like, I totally should know the answer, and my mind just goes blank. Because I'm so stressed that I'm going to get it wrong and look stupid, and then I end up looking stupid because I don't know the answer, and I should have.
Well, I feel like a lot of these are very easy.
Yeah, but I heard you talking about one question in the hallway, and I was like, I would not have known the answer to that question. So
you're cheating on your exams. Is that what's happening here?
Actually, that's your fault for talking about the exam in front of the students. So I don't know how that's supposed to work, but
either way, in each grade level, there is a math question, a history question, a English literature question, a science question, and a geography question.
Yeah, those history and geography questions are going
to
be rough.
Well, all you need to do is get 3 out of 5 to pass each grade.
Okay.
And if you get 3 out of 5 in the middle school bonus, you automatically get a college diploma.
I already have one of those, though.
Well, you get another one. You get a Pop Talks University diploma.
If I actually pass, you're making me one.
That's fine. I'll go on Canva right now and do it. Well, not right now because, you know, we're in the middle of something. But either way, let's get going. I am your host, Alec, of Are You Smarter Than Elementary School Kids?
What is this episode?
I don't know, but let's dive into first grade.
I'm so scared.
Question one is math. If I have 5 apples and you have 4 apples, how many more apples do I have than you?
1.
Bingo. Look at that. We're off to a great start. We got an answer already, and it is correct. 1 apple. Who invented the light bulb?
I don't know.
Who invented the light bulb? His initials are T.E.
Why is the only name coming to my head like Thomas Edison? Is
because
that right?
That's the correct answer. Okay, that's
see,
why.
I told you. Okay, listen. This is what happens. I get scared that I'm going to be wrong, and I like literally gaslight myself into thinking I'm incorrect. You know, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Well, you got 2 right. 1 more and you're on to second grade. We're still going to go through all 5 so everybody at home can play along. next, what is the term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
Oh, synonym.
Correct. It
Look
is.
Me go.
It is cinnamon. You are right.
Cinnamon.
All right. First grade science. The sun is a planet, star, or a mystery? I love that a mystery is in here. That's clearly not the right answer.
I also love how you love that so much when you wrote the questions. Like, you're acting like these were handed to you.
Well, I found a big list of all these different questions at each different grade level, and I picked ones that I liked, and it gave the multiple choice, and I kept it because I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. So you didn't write the questions, is what you're saying.
I altered the questions so they actually made sense to my dyslexic brain, because I can't read some of the way they worded these things.
Oh, okay.
But yes. Either way, well, is the sun a planet, a star, or a mystery?
It's a star.
You are correct. 4 for 4 in first grade. Look at you go.
Yay.
And the final question is geography. How many states make up the United States of America?
50.
Good job. 5 for 5. We are on to second grade. You're flying through this. I don't think you're going to get one wrong.
You watch. I'll get the next one wrong because you said that.
First question of second grade. What number is the Roman numeral XVI? What number is the Roman numeral XVI?
Okay, I have to think about this for a second. Is that technically 16?
Not technically. It is 16.
Oh, okay.
You got it. It's 16. Next is second grade history. Which war was fought between the North and South regions of the United States?
Civil War.
Nailed it.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Look at you go. You're flying through this. Next, does the word bone have a long or short vowel sound? The word bone, does it have a long or short vowel sound? Do you know what that means?
I think so, but like at the same time, I don't, like I remember learning about it, but not, if that makes sense.
Don't gaslight yourself.
I am.
Bone.
Yeah, I was going to say the long one.
You're correct. It is a long vowel sound.
I guess myself again. It's like I'm convinced you made these trick questions and they're going to be hard. And so therefore I'm like, it's like, C, there's a long and a short one because there's an O and an E. Like, that's what's going on in my mind right now. Like, literally, I think it started in kindergarten. My teachers would tell my parents, like, she like is so hard on herself and overthinks things straight up.
I'm wondering if that's why people on the actual show like failed at this game.
Oh, it's probably that. And the fact of like, okay, like I am this concern on this podcast. Can you imagine being on television? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's probably why they lose.
Yeah,
because it's the same thing. Like I used to watch the show Idiot Test all the time and I loved it because I could figure out all the stuff and I'd be like sitting there yelling at the TV like, why can't you figure it out? It's probably the same thing. If you threw me on that show, I'd be so concerned.
There's trick questions.
Yeah, that I
and
would
those
probably
kids
lose.
Would talk so much smack to the adults. They'd be like, you don't know this. I'm like, bro.
I'm gonna be honest, I like barely watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
It's a great show. Anyway, you've already passed second grade, but the next question is Earth is located in which galaxy? Going into science here. Earth is located in which galaxy? Odds are you only know one galaxy name.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, it's the Milky Way, right?
And you are correct. We are in the Milky Way galaxy.
Is it sad that I remember that? Because it's also
a candy bar?
Yeah.
No. And the final second grade. The final second grade question is, in which state can you find the Windy City?
See, I heard you saying about this in the hallway. That's Illinois. I would have got that one wrong. I would have had no idea. Well, not a clue.
I'll give you a half point for that.
I respect it.
So
yeah, I would not have known that.
You passed second grade with 4.5 questions.
Why is it called the Windy City?
I don't know. A lot of wind, I guess.
Okay.
But either way, you're on to third grade. Look at you go. Yay. You're killing it. The first third grade question. If it's 5:30 when you leave the store and 6:15 when you get home, how long did it take you? If it's 5:30 when you leave and 6:15 when you get there, how long did it take?
45 minutes.
Correct. 45 minutes. Next, third grade history. Julius Caesar was the emperor of which empire?
Rome?
Yes, the Roman Empire.
I knew that from reading the play.
Either way, you knew it.
I'm just saying.
Next, the main series of events in a story is called what?
The plot?
Correct.
Okay.
It is the plot. Now we have some third grade science. What planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury?
Yes, it is Mercury.
Is it in retrograde?
I don't know, but it is closest to the sun.
We just looked this up the other day. It's not in retrograde anymore. That's right.
Correct. We just got out of it.
Look at that. I asked you one question and you failed.
I don't pay attention to whether or not Mercury's in retrograde or not.
Like I said, I only look it up. Like if I'm having like a bunch of tech issues or something, I look it up because they say that if Mercury's in retrograde, you'll have communication and technological issues. Mm. And then every time I look it up and then it's like in retrograde, I'm like, oh my goodness.
This next question is third grade geography. However, I have been finding conflicting reports. So if you get one of the reports right, I'll give it to you. How many Great Lakes are there in the United States and what are they?
Oh, I don't know what they are. I'm gonna be straight up. I thought it was five.
Yes, I'll give it to you. I've been finding five and four.
Oh.
Because the five Great Lakes, well, let's see if you know them first.
I think I know two. Because isn't one Lake Michigan?
Yes.
And then one's Lake Erie.
Those are two.
I know those two.
Four or five.
I don't know the other ones, if I'm being honest.
One is a Canadian province that is like straight north of us.
Okay.
Toronto is in this province. I'm trying to get you the answer, the name.
I know. I'm thinking. Oh, is it Lake Ontario?
Yes, that okay. is a third one. And the other one, and then another Great Lake is not inferior, but it is.
Oh, Lake Superior. Okay.
Yeah. And then the last one is Huron. I couldn't think of any clues for that one.
Fair enough.
But I've been finding conflicting reports saying that it's four because Lake Michigan and Huron technically are connected.
Oh.
Like there's no break. They kind of just interflow with each other, like up north Michigan. So some people consider them to be one lake. It's Lake Michigan, Huron. Whatever. Five, four. Depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
Either way, the lakes are Michigan, Huron, Superior, Ontario, and Erie. We're on to fourth grade. You're flying through these, and you haven't gotten one wrong.
Well, I kind of got one wrong.
Whatever. You're still passing every grade with flying colors. Time out. In grade school, did you ever have like those four question, three question, like pop quizzes that if you got one wrong, it was a failing grade?
I don't know.
We did those all the time and it was so irritating because you had to get everything right or you were going to hurt your overall grade. Pissed me off. I hated them. Either way.
I don't remember that, but I don't remember a lot of pop quizzes.
Either way. Fourth grade. The interior angles of a triangle add up to how many degrees?
180.
Correct. 180 degrees. Ponce de Leon discovered Florida, but was actually looking for what? Ponce de Leon discovered Florida, but was actually searching for what?
I don't know.
The Fountain of Youth. Did you even think about that?
No. I didn't even recognize that guy's name.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I also wasn't a big fan of history growing up.
Mm.
So, you know, you like
may have
I
just
learned
deleted that in your brain from Workspace or something
else. Well, I was going to say, yeah, I literally learned what I needed to learn for like the test for that year. And then if I didn't need it anymore, gone for the most part.
Next, we're moving into some literature. A story conveying a moral lesson is called what? A story conveying a moral lesson is called what?
Is it called a parable?
No.
What is that?
I don't know. But
wait, now let me look that up. Wait, because I'm going to guess again. Oh, that's like a religious story. but listen, a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson as told by Jesus in the Gospels. So I'm not technically wrong because it's a story that teaches a moral lesson. So parable is still kind of correct based on your definition.
Just well, that's not the answer we're looking for.
I was going to say, mine's specific to Jesus, though.
This is not. Do you want to give another guess?
Yeah, let me think about it.
Okay.
Because I feel like I know the answer, and I just, like, my brain can't find where the answer is at.
You should know the answer.
I don't know why I can't think of the name of it.
It starts with an F.
It's not a fable, is it?
It is a fable.
Oh.
So you get half a point.
Okay.
Next, animals who only eat plants are called what?
Herbivores.
Yes, got that one very easily. And finally, fourth grade geography. What is the largest desert in the world?
I'm just going to guess the Sahara Desert.
It's Northern Africa.
That doesn't help.
That's the answer.
Oh, I thought you were trying to help me. Like, give me a hint of where it was at.
Yeah, Northern Africa. I think the Sahara is part of the Northern African desert. It's like it's huge. It's basically all the whole northern half of Africa.
Oh, okay.
So you may be right. You may be half right. I didn't really do much research. So I'll just give you half a point, which totals up to 3 points, and you passed fourth grade.
Now I'm looking it up.
I don't know if they're two different deserts.
Oh, you're actually wrong. The largest desert is Antarctica.
That doesn't count. It is a tundra.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. But isn't a tundra a desert? Just a frozen desert?
Yes, which makes it not a desert, which makes it the tundra.
Still.
It's not a desert. Frozen deserts are not deserts.
Okay, but even then, there's like one website saying that the biggest desert is the Great Basin Desert. Oh, that's in the U.S. My bad. That's not in the world. Hold up. I'm incorrect.
I was like, that doesn't seem right.
What did you say it was?
Northern Africa.
There's one site that says that it looks like it's trying to say that it's Antarctica, then the Arctic Polar Desert, and then the Sahara.
All right, so we're just going to go with the North Africa Sahara Desert as the answer.
Okay, now this website says the Sahara Desert is the largest hot desert in the world, but it's not the largest desert. If we want to get technical.
We don't.
What kind of game show is this?
One that I'm running.
Okay.
Either way, you pass and you're on to fifth grade.
Look at that, we're learning things today.
You're on to fifth grade, and we're going to start with math like we have every grade.
Sorry, it's just the way you said it.
If you haven't noticed, there's a pattern to how each grade is broken down. All right, first question of fifth grade. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is the football field?
Oh, no. Okay. Is it 300?
It is 300.
Okay, good.
It is exactly 300. Next, what was the name of the last queen of France?
No clue.
She's also, I think, involved in a couple plays. She's in Les Mis. I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember there being a queen in Les Mis.
The last queen of France.
I don't know.
Was Marie Antoinette.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's in Les Mis, but I know that's like the whole time period thing.
I don't think she's a character in that musical. I don't remember. I should know that, but
I don't. Next, what is the name of the most famous English playwright?
Shakespeare.
Correct. I was going to say, if you got that wrong,
then there's a problem.
Yeah. Now we're on to science. What are the three states of matter? What are the three states of matter?
I know it's solid, liquid, and then is it frozen or is it air? I don't know why I thought frozen.
Frozen would be solid.
I know. But like literally my brain was like, yes, solid, liquid, frozen. I'm like thinking of like what? Water? But that still is not even correct.
Nope. What is air?
I was going to say particles.
No.
I don't know.
Air is a
gas.
Yes.
Why was that so hard?
I don't know. Yeah, it's solid, liquid, gas.
Why am I pretty good at frozen? See, I should have paused and thought for a moment. And instead, I was like, no, I got this now. I got too comfortable. I should have gaslit myself. Because I deserved it that time.
Now we move on to...
Oh, I feel so stupid. Oh, that was awful. I should have known that. That was so dumb.
Now we're moving on to geography. What country is closer to Asia? Canada or the United States?
The United States.
Correct. It is the United States. I feel like a lot of people would get tricked up by that.
Again, if you don't sit and think for a second, you're going to be like, Canada.
Yeah. Side note, do you know how far, roughly, the United States is from Asia?
No.
2 miles.
That's wild.
Yep. So the Diomede, Little Diomede, is a part of Alaska. It is 2 miles across the Bering Strait from Big Diomede, which is part of Russia, which is in Asia. It's roughly 2 miles.
Interesting.
And a while ago, when it froze over, people used to drive back and forth between the two islands. But now Big Diomede is pretty much just a Russian military base, and you're not allowed to drive across the Bering Strait because it used to freeze solid. There you go. Congratulations. You have your elementary school diploma.
Yay.
But we're going to jump into some middle school bonus questions. 3 out of 4 gets you a Pop Talks University degree.
Okay.
Made on Canva by yours truly.
You should put a request in to the graphics department in the company.
To make a degree?
Be like, listen, I lost a bet.
Can you guys make a degree?
Can you please make this? It's for a meme.
How many elements are on the periodic table? How many elements are on the periodic table?
I'm just going to go with the first number that popped in my head. This may not be correct, but I have no better guess other than 52.
That is wrong. It is 118.
Oh, gosh. I was way off.
Yeah, you're off by a little bit.
No, I never really liked chemistry that much, to be honest.
Next, how many planets are smaller than Earth? How many planets are smaller than Earth.
Is Pluto in this?
No.
Okay.
Pluto does not count.
That's so rude. Do you believe Pluto deserves to be a planet?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Pluto's a planet.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Change my mind.
But not in this question. It's not.
It is not.
Okay. I'm going to guess 3.
You are correct. It is 3.
Let's go.
Do you know what they are for a bonus point?
My guess was Mercury, Venus, and Mars.
Those are the 3.
Yeah.
Look at that. You got 2 points. So now you basically haven't missed an answer. You're so smart. Next, how many legs does a lobster have?
Are you counting its 2 big claws or just like its legs?
You can give me either answer.
Okay. I think it has 6 legs plus the claws.
It has 10 legs plus the claws.
What? I've never like really looked at a lobster.
8 legs for walking and 2 pinchers.
Huh. Well, I guess I wasn't that horribly off because I was thinking it was 3 legs on each side, not 4.
Yeah.
So
you just missed the leg.
Well, I missed 2 legs. Technically.
One on each side.
Yeah.
You need to get one of these 2 correct to get a diploma.
Oh, no.
From Pop Talks University.
I want this diploma. I don't want to fail out of school. What, I've come so far.
What are the only 2 U.S. states that can grow coffee commercially?
Are you for real right now?
Yes.
Whoa. I feel like we jumped to like college.
No.
You said this is 6th grade?
This is a middle school level question.
Bro, I don't remember learning this in middle school.
You didn't what? Take coffee 101 in middle school?
No.
Well, I did.
I didn't even like coffee back then.
They are Western states.
I figured as much.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if this is right, but I'm going to go with my gut.
All right.
It's probably not right.
Let's go with your gut.
But that's okay. Hawaii.
Yep.
And Florida.
No, I said, no. I said they're Western states.
Oh, wait. I was thinking you said South. I don't know why.
Western. Hawaii and California are the answers. So you get 0.5 point.
I think it's because I was thinking that they were Southern states. So I just like automatically assumed you said Southern, not actually listening to what you said. Because if you would have said Western, I probably would have guessed that. Or for some reason, Arizona. Because the vibes were also good for Arizona for that question. Because that was going to be like my 3rd guess. Why? No clue.
I don't know why either. But those are the only 2 U.S. states. So you have 2.5 points. You need 0.5 point for this diploma. But this next question does not lend itself to 0.5 point.
No!
Which was the first country to use paper money? And it is not the United States, which is what Adrian guessed. The first country to use paper money.
Okay, can I at least ask for a hint? Like, is this going to be like a major country like I should know? Or is this going to be some random country that I've only heard of like 2 times in my life?
No, this country has actually been in the news quite a lot recently.
There's a lot of them.
This one is pretty major, revolving not a war, but possible lawsuits and a product being banned.
Oh. Is it China?
Yes, it's China.
I was going to say, I was going to be like, really? I was going to be furious if it was some country. Like I said.
Luxembourg?
Yeah. Like, I would have been like, are you for real right now, pal? Like, you think I was going to get this right? No.
Another random question. The Vatican City is its own country, true or false? You got a 50-50 shot. You already got your diploma.
I know, but I'm overthinking it again. I don't know where that is.
You don't know where the Vatican City is? It's
no.
Where the Pope lives.
Good for the Pope, I guess. No. Sorry.
Good for the Pope, I guess. The Vatican City is located in Italy.
Sure.
It is its own country.
Well, now that I know the Pope lives there, then yeah, I was going to say yes.
Yes.
I feel like that's probably a very special place. I'm so sorry. I should not have given that slight attitude.
Oh, my.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad now.
Hopefully you got your Pop Talks University diploma. Jackie just narrowly got one. <That's sad. laughs> Needed a couple hints to get there, but she got it. Congratulations. You are a graduate again.
I better get this diploma tomorrow.
It'll be framed and everything.
We gotta post it on socials.
Oh my. Thank you for listening to your new favorite game show, Are You Smarter Than an Elementary School Kid, hosted by Alec, with your one and probably only participant, Jackie. I think we should do this again with more people because this was funny.
I think we should do this again, but I'm going to host it. But this time I want it to be, are you smarter than a high schooler? So I can make it more difficult.
Because you think I know more general trivia stuff?
No, I just want to make it more difficult for you.
Oh.
Honestly. Maybe seems that should be fair. Next episode.
Seems fair.
Yeah. Enough. Oh my gosh. Yes. We'll do 9th through 12th.
9th through 12th.
And wonderful. Then, like, if you pass the college level questions, you get a PhD.
Ooh.
And I will design it for you. This is what we're doing.
Okay. I'm on board.
I'm going to write it down so I don't forget.
Tune in next week for Can Alec Get a PhD from Pop Talks University? Oh, that rhymed. Wow. I'm awesome. Well, I'm out of here. Goodbye. Listen to all of our previous episodes wherever you are currently listening to this one. Make sure you rate our shows on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Helps out, you know, with like other people finding our podcasts and all that. To the one guy that wrote a full-on review, I appreciate you. I forget your name because you didn't put a real name on the review. But either way, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening every single week. Goodbye. I love you.
Bye.